Minister for Special Development Initiatives, chairpersons and members of the governing boards of the Northern Development Authority, the Middle Belt Development Authority, the Coastal Belt Development Authority, and the Zungu Development Fund. I have to begin by welcoming all of you very warmly to the seat of the presidency of our country, to Jubilee House, and to have the opportunity, the privilege, to be the first to congratulate you on your appointment to these new institutions in our public space. In the run-up to the 2016 elections, one of the most important commitments that the New Patriotic Party and I made to the people of Ghana was our determination to begin a new paradigm of development in our country. We took the view that the manner in which development had proceeded so far had not been able to address the fundamental problems of development that confront our people. And it had a lot to do with the profile that the development process in Ghana had been undertaken up till now. We made, therefore, the commitment that we would attempt a new paradigm, a bottoms-up approach to the development of our country. And it will require that the manner in which the capital expenditure of our various budgets had hitherto been spent would be done in a different manner. We would appropriate from the capital budget of our country a certain amount of money that would go to the development authorities to enable them to tackle the issues of development at the grassroots. We're using the constituency organizations of our country as the basic unit of development in Ghana. And it meant that we create authorities that have a certain geographic reach so that they could concentrate closely on the development needs of their respective geographical enclaves. And hence, the decision to establish the Northern Development Authority, the Middle Belt Development Authority, and the Coastal Belt Development Authority. Together with that thinking was also the need for us to make a special intervention in a particular community in our country that, in our view, had suffered from the manner in which the development of the nation had been organized up to now. And that was the communities that we know as the inner city and Zungu communities. And that there we would establish a special fund that would also have as its target the addressing the specific needs of those communities. In the way of things, when it is the requirement of the rule of law, I don't have the luxury of some of the leaders that we have had in the past, whereby I speak and it is law. I have to go through processes, and the processes meant that the whole concept had to be subjected to the rigorous scrutiny of the parliament, and the processes that parliament takes in enacting laws had to come through. So that is part of the reason why a year after we began the process, it is now the moment for us to inaugurate these bodies. Fortunately, the ministry that has oversight responsibility for your work, which is the Ministry of Special Development Initiatives, has already done a considerable amount of the initial work that you're going to be required to do. It has already undertaken a needs assessment across the country of all the 275 constituencies and identified the basic needs. And time and again, they don't change very much across the nation. issues of sanitation, road infrastructure, educational infrastructure. These are all the basic issues that confront our people in their localities, wherever you are in our country, and has already set out the ministry that needs assessment. And I believe it's going to be some of the first documentation that is going to be passed along to you. We're doing this because we believe that if these authorities succeed in their task, it will enable us to have a much more evenly balanced development of Ghana, and that the inequalities and imbalances that have been unfortunately a feature of our national development, the imbalances between rural and urban Ghana, and even within rural Ghana, the various geographic zones in our country, we would, through the agency of these development authorities, be able to address those imbalances and assure a much more even and coherent development of our nation. The money that is at stake, that is the $1 million, the equivalent of $1 million per constituency annually, we have given it a generic home in the Infrastructure for Poverty Eradication Program, IPEP. And essentially, these are going to be the funds that will be at your disposal to be able to meet the objectives of the development authorities. The people that have been chosen, who are assembled here, we have, I believe, a very impressive array, composition of senior figures in our society, many of whom have already distinguished yourselves in the various callings that you have, whether as traditional rulers, as public servants, as religious leaders. We have having the opportunity to have the benefit of your experience in undertaking this very difficult task of ensuring that we have this balanced, equitable development of our nation. On my part, the advice that I have to give you is a simple one. We have to cooperate with each other. Various boards that are constituted are going to have to work together as a team. Working together as a team is not to be working as robots. It's important. The reason why you have been assembled is that we want the benefit of your thinking, the benefit of your experience, the benefit of your expertise. But when the discussions have taken place and have been concluded at the level of the boards, then there is unity in purpose about carrying out those decisions. That is the unity that I'm seeking from you. You will have the support of the Ministry for Special Development Initiatives. I have a youngish woman who is the minister, a member of parliament from the central region, an area of Ghana that has been spectacularly known for unacceptably high levels of poverty, and therefore has a very clear idea of the issues that confront you. She has spent the last year with a very limited staff doing a lot of work, and you are going to be the beneficiaries of that work. You see for yourself what has been done. But she stands ready always to assist you, to help in making sure that the funding, with the assistance of the Ministry of Finance, that the funding for your work is regular, so that you can meet the plans that are drawn up, and also to make sure that the interface between your work and those of the local institutions like the district assemblies, which are on the ground, are also one that takes place without much disturbance and hitches. The laws that set up the authorities have provided that a certain percentage of the monies that are coming, I believe it's 5%, will be used by you for administrative purposes. It is very easy for everybody to count what that amount of money means. If there are, 49, I believe, constituencies in the Northern Development Authority, multiply that by 1 million CDs and do the 5%. It's not a very difficult arithmetic exercise. So you have a clear idea. But it means that you have a limit, which is the law has imposed upon you, for actually running the authorities and be able to do your work. You have to stay within those limits. You have to make sure that those limits are indeed limits, that you don't overrun the budget, because at the end of the day, the bigger the administrative cost of your work, the less opportunity there is for the investment in the development of your various regions. I'm very confident about the quality of people that have been assembled to assist in discharging this important initiative. It's new in the public space of our country. We had a limited version of it with the SADA, but I'm not interested in going into polemics, but I think all of us are aware of, in some ways, the unfortunate history that has been associated with the SADA. We have an opportunity to start off with a clean slate and build something that will inure to the benefit of the people of Ghana. And that has to be the guiding consideration for all of us in this room in what we're doing. I want to take the opportunity once again to thank you very much for accepting to serve on the various boards and to commit yourself to public service, again, for those who are coming out of retirement, and for those who are coming strictly from the private sector to come and do, and even our traditional rulers, to leave a little bit behind the considerations of the palaces, but come and join us in the public space to help us in the process of Ghana's development. Thank you once again for coming and responding to the call. Thank you.